It's hard to describe just how famous this man had become. It's estimated that in the late 1920s, one in four Americans had traveled to see him in person. Who is it, and what did he do? It's our story for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
In the late 19-teens and early 20s, pilots were vying for the Ortigue Prize, $25,000 for the first person to fly nonstop across the Atlantic. A successful airmail pilot operating out of St. Louis had an idea.
He's like, well, the issue is that these planes are too big, and that's why they can't do this. So he starts, in his mind, designing a plane that is small and designed for only one pilot. And he's like, if I can get this plane, I could be the one to do this.
Kayla Stilo is site manager of the Charles Lindbergh House and Museum in Little Falls, Minnesota. She says Lindbergh began developing the Spirit of St. Louis, a plane designed to fly as light as possible.
It doesn't have lights because he used a flashlight instead. And even to the point that his map, he cut off all the parts that he didn't think he'd be flying over because he didn't want that extra weight.
Storms caused Lindbergh to delay his takeoff from the U.S. for over a week. But on May 20th, 1927, Lindbergh took to the air from New York in his attempt to reach Paris and claim the prize.
33 and a half hours later, he touches down in Le Bourget, Paris. There was about 100,000 people there.
Lindbergh's fame continued to grow upon his return to the U.S. People wanted to see the young man who had accomplished the great feat.
He starts something called the Goodwill Tour. He takes the Spirit of St. Louis and flies all over the United States and eventually even into South and Central America to show the Spirit of St. Louis and to advocate for aviation. Within a couple years after that 1927 flight, one in four Americans had seen him in person.
Lindbergh's home here is a place that tells the story of the famous aviator. It is the only museum focused solely on his life and career. Traveling the countryside in Little Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.